Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Tim Hicks on the podcast right now, and we're talking about the, I forget, did you call it the Parks and Pub Tour? All right, I want to talk about that. I forget, last time we had you on, you were going to do the pubs tour, and your wife was going to do the pub parks tour in the UK.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And you know what's fun? The UK, that's right, it's been so long since we've spoken. The UK was great. The shows were amazing. And then right at the end, I got COVID and I couldn't fly back to Canada. Whoa. I went there for 8 days and I ended up living in London for 3 weeks.
That is insane. Not it planned was, at all. Now, were you by yourself for the last two?
Almost. So what happened? We went over with Chris Altman, who's he's the multi-instrumentalist in my band, plays steel guitar and banjo, and his wife and my wife. And we met Jeff Torn, who is my guitar player, over there. And his wife was there as well. We all stayed in a flat. They had had it. My wife had had it. Myself, Chris, and his wife all got COVID. So we all had to stay. And we're pretty sure Chris was patient zero because he got over it first and was able to fly home first. And then a few days later, Alicia, his wife, got a negative test and was able to fly home to meet him. And I was about a week later. So I was last to get it. I ended up living in West London at a hotel for 3 weeks.
Wow.
it was shocking, man. Like, and sad. I missed my daughter's birthday again because of it. But it made for one heck of an adventure. And I'm you know, there's a part of me that's glad that it happened. You know,
is there any songs that came out of it? Like, did you write?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did. I wrote. Cool. That's all I could do was write. In fact, the first song, because, you know, of course, my manager, Ron Kitchener, he was like, well, you know, just try and stay positive. And, you know, like, if you're feeling it, you got to write, like, put it into a song. And so this first song I sent in was called I Can't Go Home.
That's hilarious. I bet you that does not make it anywhere. Maybe. You don't know. No. Maybe.
It lives on a playlist on my phone, and honestly, I can't even bring myself to listen to it because it was so painful. You know, not like I've never been able. Like I've been lots of places where my flights got canceled, but I've never been told, "Sorry, sir, you can't get on this aircraft." Mm-hmm. Like you have to stay where you are until you're better. And I was one of these people that kept testing positive even well after my symptoms were gone. Mm-hmm. You know how they say you can test positive up to 30 days? Well, I was one of those people. And I just kept, you know, I was negative on my home rapid tests. And then I would go to a lab to have a test done so I could fly. And they'd say, sorry, sir, you're still positive. And that happened like 3 or 4 times. So it was pretty heartbreaking. But
yeah, every time heartbreaking. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so bizarre. I've never had this before. I had a panic attack. Because I was so set on making it home for my daughter's birthday. And I thought, well, I'm feeling better. I don't have any symptoms. Such a bizarre feeling to experience that. I'd never experienced anything like that. So I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I was able to get home. And I'm glad that I'm able to go out on tour and release a record. You know what I mean? So
that's what we really want. I didn't know. I didn't know that whole thing ended up so painful because it sounded so great. The Parks and Pub Tour.
Oh, dude.
But the extended version, not so good. But
The shows were amazing. Like, it was incredible. They knew all the words in the UK.
Does that surprise? I mean, you're a big deal in North America. We know that. But does it ever surprise you when you fly so far and people mm-hmm. are just grasping country music? It is just starting to grow there. And they're singing it back to you. Is there moments every night when that happened on that tour that you're just like, man, this is so cool?
Every time it happened, it was so bizarre. And we had this moment because it was like, you know, it was like we played at the O2 Arena, but we played a number of smaller rooms at the O2 before we played the big room. And the smaller rooms, like I love a packed club show, which is so much fun. And we were doing it, and there's this group of young Scottish girls right down front, and the girls yelling out. She like we were waiting to do our encore, and she's going, "Play What Does a Song Do? What does a song do?" Like that. And I was like, I'm looking at Jeff Torn, who's Scottish, by the way. Jeff looks at me. So he bends down to talk to her. And he says, "Aye, you want to hear what a song should do?" She goes, "Aye, get it played." Like that. And I thought, I can't even believe that we have Scottish people from Scotland that want to hear my songs and know the words to them. So yeah, to make a long story over. Yeah. It is shocking to me and awesome that people are interested, you know?
A lot of people interested in checking out the 0 to 60 tour just announced with some more dates. You're going clear across the country.
Yes.
There's got to be some warm up for that. I mean, this is the first real cross country trip you're going to have. A lot of dates piled in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, listen, like as far, you know, in terms of my headspace, this tour started April 27th with our arena show here in town, my hometown of St. Catharines. So, you know, we rehearsed a lot for that and we've rehearsed since even. You know, with new material. So we've been warmed up pretty good. And like, I mean, you know me, I'm a working musician. Like I need to get out on the road and play. And, I'm really looking forward to getting back out and seeing people. You know, all the social media is coming in like, Tim, when are you coming to Vancouver? When are you coming to Saskatoon? When are you coming to Ottawa? And those kinds of posts are painful for me because I just want to get there, you know, and do it. So I'm really excited and it just seems so perfect because it seems like we went from doing nothing to doing everything all in the same breath. And now all of a sudden everyone's gasping for air, like trying to catch their breath right after 2 years of being off. So just kind of made sense to me, you know, putting the pedal to the metal and getting back out there to play. And we'll have lots of new material to play as well as all the hits that everyone's come to know and love, you know.
And you're wrapping up on the East Coast, which could be great. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a party here. So,
yes,
save some stuff for us. OK, save some of that party definitely. Western stuff because we need the energy from Tim down here.
Yeah, man, you got it. I mean, it's been so long since we've been to those places. Like I hadn't been to Halifax since recording the night Patty Murphy died with Alan Doyle, which was January or early February. I can't remember. 2020.
Wow.
So and I mean, I haven't played Fredericton since I think the summer of 2014, there was a country festival that we played at coincidentally with Alan Doyle. So, you know, and Moncton, I always look forward to getting to Moncton to play, whether it's at the casino or in this case, we're playing a theater in town. So it's going to be a good run, man. And we'll definitely be bringing, the high energy, set to the Eastern, shows for sure.
Last time you were in Moncton, it was, there was a power outage that day and we thought it wasn't going to happen. And then all of a sudden it did. So that's, it seems like so long ago. And then a new record, I guess a record before the tour or before our dates.
September 2nd. Super excited. September 2nd. It's called Talk to Time. I've been writing and cutting this record for 2 years. It seems like I've got a playlist of songs on my phone, probably almost 100 songs at this point to pick 10 or a little bit more. We're just starting to get mixes now. So for sure, 10 will go on this record, maybe 12. We'll see how the mixes turn out. But, lots of stuff on there, man. Like some classic, Red Meat, Tim Hicks songs. You know, a la Hell Raising Good Time and Loud and Here Comes the Thunder. And then, you know, I'm stretching my legs a little bit too with a song called Talk to Time, which is an outside cut, which, you know, fits nicely with a song like Whiskey Does. You know, just the meaning behind the lyrics just cuts a little deeper and shows a little bit of growth. And I think it's going to be a good record, man. Like I lined up all the demos in a playlist to start thinking about like the sequencing, like the order of songs. And we listened to it on the weekend. We were driving up to a cottage in Bracebridge, Ontario. And when it was done, I looked at my wife. I was like, "Dad, this is going to be a good record," which is, you know, that's not usually I'm pretty self-conscious about material and it getting out there. Nervous. I'm a nervous person anyway, you know what I mean? But this time around I'm feeling really good about it. I feel like we're prepared and we took our time with this one, and it's going to be a really good record, which comes out September 2nd.
I'm pretty pumped about that. Talk to Time, of course. Whiskey Does is just doing so great for you too.
Thank you.
That must feel good though, like when you have a song like that that's doing well, that the fans are loving, the streams are there, mm-hmm. all that, and then be able to follow it up, you know, that this is a good start to that record. So
that's the thing, you know, it's you need that. You need that out of the gate. You need, because you know, I need all hands on deck, and you need people to feel the energy of that, you know. So it's, I remember saying, like, when we picked Whiskey Does, I was like, come on baby, I need a win, daddy needs a new pair of shoes, like that kind of feeling, like, you know, because it had been a couple of you know, not so great performing singles at radio, and that's okay too. I mean, over the span of a 10-year career now, man, like I'm not going to hit it out of the park every time. And, you know, what I do isn't necessarily, in style, you know, as you know, what's happening on the scene, you know what I mean? I'm just the way that I look at it is I'm lucky that I'm still invited to the party and that I'm still able to get on radio every now and again. And where I live is on the road. You know what I mean? Like that's where that's what I do is entertain crowds in front of me. And I've missed doing that over the last couple of years.
What's the one thing that I mean, the fans, obviously the playing, I get it, but what's the one Tim Hicks ritual that you can't wait to do when you're on tour? What's the one thing that maybe no one would think about that you can't wait to do almost every day while you're on the road?
I think just get that there's a window of time, and we haven't been very good at this lately, but we will get back in the habit of it. There's a window of time where my tour manager comes into the bus or the dressing room or whatever it is, and anybody that's not on stage personnel is asked to leave. So, you know, it's like a 20-minute window or half an hour before the show where we really get our game face on and we have frank discussions, you know, amongst the band. Hey, don't forget this part. Hey, remember that thing where we're going to do the blah, blah, blah. You know, and I do my vocal warm up and then we always do a shot of tequila before we go on. And that part stays the same, whether there's people around or not. But it has become kind of like the stuff of legend where, like, if my agent is around or my manager is around or the wives are around, they're like, okay, don't do the shot without us. You know, that kind of thing. It's like that special moment. And you can actually see it. We just released a little performance video for our Gap single, as they call it in the business, High Rollers. And it starts underneath that shot, you know. And that's the moment where everyone kind of nods at each other and like, here we go. Let's have a good show now. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm really looking forward to that window of time, that 20 minutes, half an hour before we go on, where we really get our game face on.
There's a lot of things that make me jealous about you because, you know, your career, your all that stuff. But the fact that you can still do tequila after all these years, because I mean, I haven't been able to do tequila since college. Like,
well, the trick is good tequila. Good tequila. That's the trick. So, you know, they're actually, you know about band riders, right? You've seen these things online where it's like, you know, David Wilcox asks for a bowl of, you know, brown M&Ms or whatever. On our rider now, because we've graduated, it says, please no Cuervo, Sauza, Omeka. You know, like we ask for a nice tequila and that makes it real easy to do that. And I don't know where that started. Like tequila's always been my jam. And we used to do like a shot of Jack or something, but you know, 2013 was such a crazy year for us. We all drank too much Jack, so we had to shift. So now it's been tequila ever since.
Well, listen, I haven't really done much of that since college, but maybe on the 0 to 60 tour, at one of your dates, I might just come and don't think anything of it if I sort of pass mine off to somebody else, but I might make a game time decision. And
not at all, man, not at all. But I guarantee you, you know, if you had a little sip of the stuff that we like, you go, huh, this is not what I thought, you know. So
because I wasn't drinking good tequila in college, I can tell you.
No one was
September 2nd, the big day. And of course, do you have time? I want to chat Robin Ottolini real quick. How did you guys meet? How did that come about on your tour? Because that's so cool.
It's so cool. She's such a wonderful person. And I was, you know, I was saying this earlier, like you kind of get the sense, you know, her, when you meet her, because she has an old soul and she's so personable that it just feels like we've been friends forever. So I met her for the first time last summer. We share an agent. And so we've done a number of shows together now and her crew is so great. We mesh really well. You know, she's got lots of great stuff happening and it just made sense. So I was so pleased. We just got that word on, I guess it would have been Sunday last week, that yes, she's good for it. Yes, she can do all the dates and we couldn't be happier. It's going to be such a great run.
I've never met her. Introduce me to her, okay, when you come out. Because I literally,
oh, definitely.
I mean, I've talked to her on the phone, but I've never, so I'm excited. Tim,
you love her. You'll love her.
Say hey to the family and I hope everything is going great and we'll see you this fall, all right?
Sounds good, man. Thanks for the time. Say hi to the team and we'll talk to you real soon, Shiloh.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.